This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Several rounds of strong to severe storms are expected still this afternoon and evening in a large swath of the state. Large hail, heavy rain, and flooding are all possible from the mountains to the eastern plains, so evening picnics could get pretty soaked and some fireworks shows have already been called off. If you're going outside, have a plan to take cover. Canyon City, west of Pueblo, still plans to have its July 4th fireworks display for the first time in 4 years. CPR's Eden Lane explains why.
As chairman of the Fremont County Fireworks Committee, Hank Holloway raised thousands of dollars for the community fireworks display. Then it ended.
It became kind of quiet around here the 4th of July after our late Hank Holloway passed away.
Dolly Gonzalez and two of her friends from Canyon City High School decided they would try to raise $25,000 to bring the fireworks back.
All three of us have emotionally invested into this. When we made our final amount, we were so excited.
This year, the July 4th fireworks return and will be visible from all over town. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Colorado has increased the penalties for car theft. The most severe punishments will go to people who've already been convicted of stealing cars at least twice. People who damage a stolen car or use it to commit other crimes will also face more prison time. Colorado has broken records for car thefts in recent years, and state lawmakers hope the new approach will bring down those numbers. Storms are building west of Denver, and they should move across the area within the next hour or two. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.